hi there and happy Monday to you. Welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. That's what we like to say. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is an exciting episode, live episode of Take Two today. Why? Because today is October 13th. That's right, October 13th. 1917, okay, 108 years ago, Fatima, Portugal, the miracle of the sun. And we're going to talk all about that. But actually, what I want to ask you is, do you believe in miracles? Small miracles, big miracles? Have you experienced a miracle? Do you really believe that you deserve a miracle? You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We want to fill the phone lines and we want to build confidence in God. Can you help us? Today, we really and truly need your stories because your stories change lives. That's the way it works on Take Two, and it's been going strong for 10 plus years. Please tell us if you've experienced a miracle. It can be a really small miracle because all miracles are from God. They are amazing gifts. They're incredible, and they build faith. They build trust in God. If you've experienced a miracle, if you're praying for a miracle right now, by the way, I brought the prayer book out. So if you need a miracle, I'll put it in the prayer book because we believe in the power of prayer. Please tell your story right now. Don't wait till the end of the show. It's been happening now for a couple weeks. You guys are listening to the episode. You're enjoying what you hear because we're getting the emails. And then all of a sudden you want to call in and we run out of time. So I'm going to ask you to stop what you're doing right now on this incredible day where we remember Our Lady of Fatima, the miracle of the sun. And I'm going to talk more about that. Do you guys know about that? How incredible that was in 1917? Well, we can talk about that, but I want to hear about your miracles. Maybe you're experiencing a miracle right now. Could you share it with us? If you feel prompted by the Spirit, please step up. We are very friendly. Matt is on the phones. He is ready to answer your call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do you believe in miracles? Have you experienced a miracle? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't believe in miracles because you've prayed and you've prayed and you've prayed and nothing has happened. Let's talk about it. This is so important. Now, if you have experienced a miracle, if you believe in miracles, maybe you could text us and tell us the really short comment or story on the text. Could you do that for us? Texting is such a convenient feature. And you text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your answer to the question, do you believe in miracles? Or you can ask a question if you want to do that on text, but you got to keep it short. Message and data rates may apply. Just know that. But if you're on the go because it's Monday, you got a long to-do list, you have a lot of things you got to get done today. We understand that. You can text us. We would love that. So do that. Or better yet, if you call, then we can put you on air. We can talk about it, and we can really change lives today. I will tell you this, Take Two family. People are starting to lose hope. Some people, not everybody, but people are starting to lose hope. How do we know that? Well, we're getting the emails, we're getting the calls, and that's not good. We need to build hope. You know, like John Paul II said, never, ever, ever give up. So I really and truly need your help to tell the world about miracles. I can fill the whole entire hour. I have experienced small miracles. I've experienced a few big miracles, I believe, and they're incredible. Did I need those miracles to build my faith and trust in God? No, but it helped. It totally helped when God shows himself in his magnificence and he does something so extraordinary. It does change you from the inside out. It forever changes and it stays with your soul. If you have something to say about miracles today, if you believe in miracles, call in, fill the rest of those phone lines. Let's go, you guys. It's the Take Two way. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. Matt is busy screening calls. That is great. There's room for you. We have like an on deck circle, so we're fine. We've got plenty of phone lines. We just need to hear from you. Now, if you do not believe in miracles, call in as well. I want to talk to you. I want to know why you feel that way. Maybe you're so disappointed with life, you're like, no miracle is going to happen for me. I bet you I can find one. I bet you I can find a miracle in your life. Okay? Let's go for it. Let's really challenge me. Let's go. Oh, there you go. There goes all the phone lines. 833-288-3986. Now you guys are talking. This is the old Take Two way. You usually fill up the phone lines within the first 10 minutes of the show. That's the way to do it. This way I can get a ton of calls in. We can have a very vibrant discussion. We can learn and grow together, and lives will be changed by your stories. I'm positive. You know how I know that? Michael, our producer, Jerry, and I, we get the emails every day. Every day lives are being changed by the stories they hear on Take Two. So I want to attest to that. I want to confirm that. And I want to say you are important. It's your show. Take advantage of it. This is your platform to share what's going on in your life, your lived experiences, so that others can really be moved along that spiritual path and really have a confident, wonderful faith life. Do you want that for others? We should. We should all want that. Everybody should. We should all help each other try to get to heaven. Do you agree with that? Let's really have a miraculous show today. Let's do it, guys. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, I've got to hit the pause button in just about a minute. When I come back, we're going to go to Carmen first. So, Carmen, you're going to lead the discussion on do you believe in miracles? I mean, it's incredible. I do believe in miracles. I'm just going to tell you right up front. I believe in small miracles, big miracles, everything in between. I believe every single day is a miracle. I believe we can see miracles if we have the receptive, open eyes and heart to see. You will see miracles. I promise you, if you can just tune in like that. And let's do this together with this show and see if we can make a difference today. So call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Carmen's first. Yes, it is. It's a miracle. And do you believe in miracles? That's what I'm asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And you guys have responded. Wow. Huge, huge participation we're going to have today. This is exciting. I can definitely tell you Texas believes in miracles because you are just dominating the phone lines here. This is incredible. Carmen's going to go first in just a second. Carmen, hold on. The EWTN Pro-Life Pulse is your weekly recap of the top pro-life headlines moving our nation and world the mainstream media missed. Visit EWTNnews.com/pro-life and sign up today and stay connected. Okay, Carmen in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Carmen, take it away.
Hi.
Hi.
I called in to share, I guess, a miracle that I had in my life. I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I am a mother of 13 children, so of course I was very worried about leaving them behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I begged God for a miracle, and I had a very good priest, the healing priest here, and he told me to expect a miracle. And I went to Charlene, Blessed Charlene Reshort's grave, and I asked her to intervene and pray for me. And I'm still here today, 7 years later.
Wow. Okay, incredible. Do you know what I absolutely love about your prayer, Carmen? That you didn't want to leave your children. And you said, Lord, I need a miracle. You went straight to the Lord's heart with that as a mother. I just love that you did that, and that healing priest gave you a phenomenal, I think, an advice and an intention to expect a miracle. Now, tell me again, because it cut out just a little bit. Who did you go to for the intercession?
Well, we have a little Cajun saint named Charlene Richard, and she, I think, is going to be put up for deciding whether she's going to be a saint. She's a blessed, mm-hmm. I believe, right now, and mm-hmm. I think she's on her way to being canonized as a saint here with two other people from our area that mm-hmm. are also up for canonization. And I did go visit Father Stilos in New Orleans, and they prayed over me there. And it's a really great thing that we have these different shrines and these different places that you can go to on a pilgrimage. And I would suggest people do that, like make a mm-hmm. spiritual pilgrimage if you really are searching for a miracle. Put your faith in action and go and seek it out. And ours was, we were very fortunate, like I said, to have the little Blessed Charlene Richard, and I think she's going to be canonized real soon.
Wow. Did you share your story with the cause to document it?
Well, you know, I did not. They had several already, so I don't think they needed mine. So that's how powerful I suppose she has been.
Wow.
So no, I have not. But fortunately for me also, when I was there at Charlene's grave, the priest who was there when she was dying, when she was a young girl, he showed up out of the blue and told me all about all the miracles that had happened through Charlene's intercession. And he told me how to pray, and he just really uplifted me. Father Kale from our area, he's since passed, but we were able to take a picture with him on that day there, and I have a rosary that I took from her grave there that I still have. So it's just a very special day in my life that I have, you know, all these beautiful memories of.
Carmen, you're a walking miracle. That's amazing. I don't believe there's any accidents with God. Last night, I received a text message from one of the Take-Two family members, and they asked me to pray for a dear, and I know this lady personally. She was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and she's on hospice right now. And I want to keep, because they didn't ask me to put her name, you know, out to the public, but could you just, God knows who she is, but since you've been through this, she's a beautiful, beautiful woman, a woman of God. She has a beautiful family, but could you pray for her? And you can just, her first initial is J for her name. Would you remember her in prayer, since you have been through that yourself, and how incredibly difficult it is, and you know, my heart breaks that she's on hospice. But you know, there's many miracles. They come in physical, you know, it could be a physical healing, it could be spiritual, it could be for somebody else. So miracles could happen very easily around everyone. So if you would do that, I would appreciate it.
I sure will.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My grandmother died of pancreatic cancer. It's a very difficult cancer. And so you are clearly, it's a miracle. So have your 13 children, did they realize that it's a miracle? Did your children realize what transpired?
I think yes. And they had all of they all attend Catholic schools here. And they had all of their friends and all of their teachers praying so hard. And I think it's still a bit of it's kind of hard to even accept that it is a miracle.
Right.
Sometimes. So I think it's even hard for them, like, oh, well, my mom's okay. It must be okay. So I think sometimes we even have trouble not taking miracles mm-hmm. for granted. And it's hard. It's very humbling. Even admit that you have one sometimes. So I'm imagining my children, all their friends always tell me when I see them at football games and things that they had been praying for me so much.
Aww.
And they're just so grateful.
Right, right. Well, they helped with that miracle because God loves the cooperation. Absolutely. So, Carmen, I did hear you correctly. You actually have 13 children, correct?
Yes, we have 13 children. And my husband and I originally founded the Catholic radio station here in our area.
Okay, very nice, very nice. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. So,
we're not the ones who run it anymore, but we help get it started and get the station going.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much for doing that and how many souls you have helped for all these years. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Carmen, this is amazing. Your story needs to be out there. I mean, you just got it out to the world, but I hope you continue sharing. I know you said it's humbling, and I agree. It is, especially because this is a major miracle, coming back from pancreatic cancer. That's a major miracle, but it needs to be told because people are starting to lose hope, and I don't want that to happen, and we should never want that to happen. So your story needs to definitely be told many, many times. So Carmen, thank you. God bless you for being our first caller today to get us started. Full phone lines here, so we're going to keep moving along, and hopefully you'll stay listening so you can hear other miracles. Let's go to Brian in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Brian, do you believe in miracles?
Yes, I do. I think I had a small one, not anything compared to the previous callers, but I believe it was a miracle for me. I had been having chronic shoulder pain for over a year, and it was so bad, like I couldn't sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, toss and turn, and it was really bad. And so I was in for an MRI. The day of the MRI, it was really, really bothering me. It was so painful, I could just barely lay down on that table that they put you on. Mm-hmm. It was a hard surface. And I thought, how am I going to get through this? It was really, really, it was more painful doing that because of the position I was in and the contact with that table. Anyway, I thought, how am I going to get through this MRI? And so I said three rosaries. And when it was over, I got off that table and the pain was totally gone and it never come back. That was about 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
So I attribute it to being a small miracle because I don't, know what else. Nothing else I tried would even get rid of the pain. So anyway, I took it as a small miracle.
Well, but actually that's a really quick miracle, a very big miracle, I think, because it happened very fast, yes. Right? It was immediate. Okay, so I have to ask you a question now because this is important because other people are going to be listening. What made you go to the rosary?
I looked at it two ways. It would take my mind off of the excruciating pain I was having. Mm-hmm. It would also help me just take my mind off of the length of this MRI because it was pretty long. I mean, to be able to say three rosaries, it was kind of long. And I wasn't asking for a miracle. I didn't go into it thinking, oh, God, get rid of this pain or let me get through this. I just decided to say the rosary mainly just to kill time and take my mind off the what was happening in the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I wasn't necessarily asking for anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were you close to the Blessed Mother before this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you must feel super close to her now.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I definitely believe in the power of the rosary.
Oh,
I've always been the type, I thought things are more not so obvious. Mm-hmm. You say prayers, you say the rosary, not knowing what the effect's going to be, and you may never know. And that's sort of how I've always felt. And like I said, I didn't go into it asking for anything in particular. I just wanted to be able to withstand the pain and withstand the length of the procedure. That was it.
Right, right. Praise God. That is awesome.
Anyway,
but you know what? During the month of October, you are sharing that you prayed the rosary. That is going to help other souls. Brian, you're awesome. Thank you so much for contributing to this episode today and for listening to Take Two. We appreciate it. God bless you. And I'm putting everybody in the prayer book. I put Carmen in. I put Brian in. Everybody's going in the prayer book today because we continue with miracles. Remember, we serve a big God. Don't just get a miracle and think that's it. We serve a huge God. Go big. But get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, because you're going to clear those channels and you're going to be able to, receive things better and in a way that you can really make them help your spiritual life. Okay. So there's all sorts of prayer things you can do to enhance the experience. So we really want to talk about that as well. And I think Carmen tapped into it when she was talking about what the advice that the healing priest gave her, which he sounded, God rest his soul, it's a beautiful priest he is. He's a priest forever, but a beautiful priest, but he has passed. I mean, when you have when you meet priests like that, boy, oh boy, are they special. Okay, we're going to get to more of your calls in just a moment, and I'm waiting for our next, okay, well, I'm waiting for our next caller to let me know, Michael, let me know our next caller. Let me just talk about this. Oh, Araceli, we're going to go to our next caller. It's Araceli from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Araceli, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you. You go right ahead. Do you believe in miracles?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Last year in September, I was in a car accident. That car accident led to the discovery of a brain tumor that had grown to the size of a small tangerine. And I got diagnosed November 12th. We had already planned a trip to Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City, and we kept our trip, and we went, and we prayed, and we asked, you know, just for the healing. And my surgery, oddly enough, was, and I don't say oddly, but it was God's hand, was scheduled for December 9th of 2024. Which is the Solemnity of the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother. I had a successful surgery. I did rehab, and I returned to work in April. And that's my miracle.
Wow. And you went to Mexico City. You went to Our Lady of Guadalupe, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I did. My husband and I had planned the trip back in the summer, and we kind of hesitated thinking maybe we shouldn't go. But something just told me we need to go. We need to go see Mother Mary. And wow. So we did that.
And you've been back to the doctors. Did they give you any type of explanation?
Well, they were able to remove the tumor successfully, and it was benign.
It was benign. Okay.
It was benign. So praise be to God for that. Mm-hmm. And I've just been healing ever since. So I'm back to driving. I'm back to work full time. And we have a great devotion to our Mother Mary because she is part of the reason my husband and I came together and married 3 years ago.
Wow. Now, I just want to be clear about something because you have some dates here. You said December 9th. You're talking about the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, correct? I think
yes.
That's okay. All right. And then because there's also St. Juan Diego is right there as well.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. This is all so. So how close are you now to Our Lady of Guadalupe? You must be super close.
Super close. I wear her. I wear the miraculous medal. Mm-hmm. I wear my scapular, and I've worn my scapular for many years now. I'm consecrated. We pray our rosary, and we pray for others.
Wow.
That they find that devotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now, maybe I didn't quite share this correctly. I meant to say when you go back just for checkups and stuff, do they see any residual effects of anything? I'm just curious of anything they see. So everything's all taken care of.
Everything's taken care of. The brain is healing. It looks like a brain again. Before, it looked like a squished cauliflower, and the brain has bounced back.
Yes.
Still healing.
Yes.
But I did have paralysis. And 32 days in rehab, an amazing facility, and I'm able to walk now. I'm still wearing some support devices, but that is slowly getting better. But I'm alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a miracle. Wow. Incredible. Oh, so much. And you know what? See, again, your story needs to be told because Our Lady of Guadalupe being, you know, the patroness of so many dioceses, the Americas. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, she is Our Lady and you are so close to her. God bless you, Araceli. What a great story. Stay well, stay healthy. And oh, amazing. Do you believe in miracles, folks? You're hearing the stories come in. These are real life stories from the Take Two family members. Call in and tell us if you believe in miracles. 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. show, and you guys are just doing such a fine job showing up in just an incredible fashion to share with the world that you do believe in miracles. You've experienced miracles, big and small and everything in between. Let's go back to the phones. So Chill is with us in San Angelo, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Look at Texas go. I think you guys are totally dominating the whole phone lines. This is awesome. Okay, so Chill, welcome back.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Tell us your story.
Okay, in 2001, I took my son because he was entering the military as a Marine. And during the way from Big Lake, because I was living in Big Lake, to San Angelo, on the way there, I have a heart attack, and I even was telling my husband that I have chest pain, but he didn't pay attention to me. So suddenly I guess that's just fainted or whatever happened to me. When I woke up, my hands were like the white, like wet, you know? Mm-hmm. But still, so I dropped my son at the military and we left. So after a few years, I went to Acuna with a doctor. After 20 years, I went to the doctor, and he said that he checked on me, and he said that when did I have a heart attack? I said, what? Because when it happened, I didn't know that it was a heart attack.
Mm.
So the doctor said that I have had a heart attack, that out of the three arteries that I have, one of them, it's already done. It is not working anymore. Okay, so I came to San Angelo over here so they can check on me. But they say they didn't know anything about it, that there was nothing on my own, that they can find that I have this heart attack. But between those years in 2008, no, about 8 years ago, mm-hmm. I went to this church in Buda when I was living over there, and there was going to be a mass healing. So I went. When I entered, I told the lady that I wanted to be one of the people that want me, that I want them to pray for me. And they said, no, you're okay. We just need the people that are sick. So I was assuming that just the people on wheelchairs or the one that has cancer with no hair or whatever. So mm-hmm. anyway, I went and listened to mass. After mass, they called all the sick people to go over there in the front to pray for them. And when they finish, they say, okay, whoever wants to come and, you know, and we will pray for you. So I stood up in front of that lady that was going to pray for me. And suddenly, I just didn't know what happened. After I woke up, I was on the floor. So that's when I think that I received my healing, because after that, that's when I went over there in Mexico so that the doctor can check on me. For my heart, and they told me that, you know, that when I had my heart attack, mm-hmm, because, mm-hmm. you know, my vein was not working anymore, that I just had two mm-hmm. of them. So mm-hmm. that's, for me, that's a miracle.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, Chill, absolutely. And I'm so glad you shared it with us. Again, your story is building confidence in others, because right now people are like, how do I get a miracle? I need a miracle. You know, I truly need it. Well, we need the faith and the trust and the belief. And you did the same thing. You went to a healing mass. I mean, there's a common theme here that we need to realize, that when we put our attention, when we focus on God is in the miracle business, okay, and we have that faith, if God wills it, if God wants it, it will happen, right? So Chill, it'll happen. And it is so incredible to know that, wow, you didn't even know that you had that heart attack, and but yet it's so incredible how God produces this kind of wiping things clean, making things new, resetting things, helping us to get back on track. Wouldn't you say that's the way our Lord works?
Yes, yes. He does make wonderful miracles on my life, which once I will count them in another time. Mm-hmm. I have some other miracles, but that have worked on me, and the Michael, Saint Michael the Archangel, and our Blessed Virgin Mary, which I will tell all of you in another time.
Okay,
I just wanted to share this one.
Yeah, definitely. We are so glad you did, and we just love that you're such a loyal family member, and we just love you for that. Thank you so much for weighing in on this miracle show today. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. George is in the Northwest on Sirius XM 130, and George is next. George, I'm going to ask you the question. Do you believe in miracles?
Oh, I sure do. Thank you for taking my call. I myself have had 3 miracles, but what I'm calling about is my sister. My sister is an 82-year-old lady, a wheelchair-bound lady, lives in assisted living. 2 weeks ago, she was admitted at the hospital. They didn't think she was going to make it because she had a hole in her colon, she had a bulging disc, and then she had kidney stone that she wasn't able to pass. So my Wednesday rosary group got on it, started praying. I prayed like crazy to Padre Pio. And after a week of that, she passed a kidney stone. The doctor who was going to initially do the surgery to repair the colon and give her a colostomy decided to see if it would repair itself, which it did do. And the bulging disc, upon a further exploration of that, is no longer bulging. So that's pretty good. Thank you. Padre Pio.
Yes, thank you, Padre Pio. Oh, and when he helps out, boy, does he help out in a very big way. So that was a smart move, George, going to Padre Pio. I totally agree. I put your sister in the prayer book. Do you want to give us her first name?
Well, her name's Clara Christine.
Claire Christine. Okay. Beautiful. Wow. Well, George, you went to prayer and you saw the results of that. And see, the power of prayer, that's what we need to impress upon everybody listening. Because sometimes people feel like, I'm saying the words, I am praying, I am asking for help, I'm asking the church triumphant to help me or the angels, please, and I'm not getting any response. What do you say to people who are feeling like their prayers are getting thrown out into the universe somehow and nobody's listening to them, George? What do you say to them?
Well, I've been there, done that, and sometimes your prayers come out in a different form in a different time. So don't give up on the prayer. Just expect perhaps a different result.
Love it. Beautiful advice. Thank you so much, George. God bless you. And thank you for weighing in on this episode of Do You Believe in Miracles? I'm going to go back to the state of Texas. Diana is waiting in Dallas, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Diana, we have determined and we all agree that Texas believes in miracles. So I'm assuming you do as well.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. You go right ahead.
All righty. So it's a bit of a story, but when I was little, my father abandoned us when I was in the womb, and I didn't know about this until I was 15 because my father stepped up my other father. So yes. So fast forward, I was 15. My mom disclosed, hey, you know, your biological dad, you know, he abandoned us, but you know, leave it up to God, you know, to do his will in his life. So during that time, I took it up upon myself to pray for his conversion. During that time, I was going into my own conversion, into a more in-depth Catholicism. So I started to pray to Our Lady, and little by little, I started to feel confident that one day I would see him. So that was when I was 15. Now I'm 27. So a year ago, we received a call from him, and just that first conversation we had was of healing and forgiveness because he had converted and he was just so in depth within his faith. He met a priest that became his best friend that pretty much guided him into the faith. So now, I mean, I give thanks to God because it's been 10 years and he answered my prayers to finally get to hear my dad. My biological dad. I'm sorry, I'm emotional still.
No, I am as well. I am trying to hold back the tears, Diana. That is an amazing story. And I just want to thank you for having the most beautiful heart to pray for your dad, not knowing what the outcome was going to be. And you just took it to prayer for so many years. And now it has come all the way around where the prayers have been answered. Your dad has converted. You obviously, you have a relationship with him now, right?
Yes. That first conversation of ending with prayer, I think that was the most beautiful gift I've had, of thanking Our Lady for our new relationship. And just his faith is so strong. I admire it. And he also thanked me. He's like, this was your intercession. I'm like, no, it was God. It's God working through us. But, you know, it took those 10 years, but glory be to God.
Absolutely. Amen. So your dad does realize that it was the power of prayer. He does realize that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. That is so cool. Okay. So now I have to ask you, in it, just a beautiful sound that we're hearing in the background, the baby, can you tell us?
Yes. That's Lucia.
Lucia, I knew. Yeah. Isn't this interesting? On the miracle of the Sunday, can you believe it? And you're calling in. There's another. Oh, wow. God is working. God is working through this episode. Oh, Lucia, I love that name. And she definitely wants to be on the radio. So keep that in mind. Okay. Well, you know, what a story. I don't think there's a dry eye in the world listening to your story. And, Diana, please, I'm begging you, get your story out there. The stories have to be told. The reason why I know why I'm saying this, because I just know it to be true. People are not talking to each other. They're not hearing the stories. So they're in their homes and they're losing hope. They're losing hope in relationships. They're losing hope in their places of work. In parishes aren't even talking. Sometimes parishioners aren't even talking to each other. We have to get the word out that prayer works. Prayer does produce miracles. And just like George said, it may not look the way we think it's going to look, but it might even look better, like in your situation, which is incredible. And we go to Our Lady, especially during this month of October, which is the rosary. Please pick up your rosaries. Diana, any final words to everybody listening when they're saying, well, it worked for Diana, maybe it's not going to work for me. What would you say to those people? Diana, are you with us? It just dropped. She must have been busy with Lucia. Okay, I can probably tell you what I think Diana will say. Never ever give up. The prayer works. Stay focused. Believe. Have faith. Don't let the demons get you off focus, distracted, depressed. They want all of us to fall into despair. So we have to fight hard to stay in a positive way, a positive intention, a very hopeful, you know, where we are looking forward to the miracle that's going to happen, because our Lord does not disappoint. Our God is a good God. He's a great God. So please keep the faith. Dolores is up next in Pennsylvania on Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Dolores. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. First time caller. And I caught you on EWTN. And if I miss you in the morning, I get you at it from one. I think it's from 12 to 1 in the 12 to 1 or 1 to 2 in the early morning, which sometimes I'm awake with my radio on.
Now,
my call has to do with not myself. It has to do with my son. And like you said, you never give up. Mm-hmm. Well, this is something that happened to him about 30 years ago. But I only found out about it a few years back when he was visiting here with us. And he really let some emotion out that we had never heard before. And it had to do with his marriage. He was married at a very early age, had three young children, and they were married for about 9 years, but we didn't know anything was happening in that marriage. But apparently she must have got involved with someone else. And between the someone else and maybe she was very weak, I don't know, but they tried to destroy my son. Ooh. And my son was in construction, and it was very early in the morning because that's when he would leave. And they pre-planned, I'm sure that they pre-planned this. She went and attacked him verbally. I don't have any idea what she threw in his face. I have no idea about that. But But whatever it was, it had to be something very emotional, and it hurt him deeply. And he, I guess she was looking for an argument that he would put his hands on her so she could call police or whatever for domestic mm-hmm. violence. That's why I say you can never give it up. This is 30 years ago. And my son was ready to really harm her. I know he was. He was in such a rage. And he said all of a sudden, this blue image came right up in front of him. And he put his hands down very quietly, and he turned around and he walked out the door. Now, I think that's a miracle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. So a blue image. Did he, in his thought process, when he thinks about it, Dolores, does he think it was the Blessed Mother? Does he think it was his guardian angel? Okay,
the Blessed Mother. Okay. I know in my heart it had to be the Blessed Mother. And mm-hmm. I think he realizes it. That's who it was that saved his life. Because they really had a pre-plan. They wanted him in jail. They wanted they wanted to destroy him. I don't know why. She must have been extremely weak because this other person just, the very next day, he was in my son's home with these three young children, and there was nothing then, 30 years ago, that grandparents or anyone, we had no voice in their well-being, and it was a very difficult time for many years because it took him a long time to, they destroyed him financially, they destroyed every. We had to go pick up the children if they were going to have a visit because they were always looking to get him back, and they wanted him in jail.
They were setting him up. They were setting him up. Okay, so but let me ask you this question: how is your son doing today? And does he still have a close relationship with the Blessed Mother?
And we're getting older, and there was one child in the middle that was a thorn in their side. So they were glad to get him out of the two-bedroom condo that these five people were living in. And then there was an older girl and a younger boy, and he was in the middle. My son was not in a position where he could. He worked in construction. His hours were off. They were all day early in the morning. So he came to stay with us for a while.
Okay.
But period of time, the other two children, as they were getting a little bit older, she took him to court because she wanted more money out of him. They wanted to destroy him. Yeah. And the judge saw right through her, and the children sent letters to the judge, and they were emancipated from her because they were older, and they were emancipated from their mother. Mm-hmm. And the other boy, and then my son was able at that point, with our help, because we could oversee when he wasn't, he moved to our neighborhood, and we could oversee that the children were, behaving, and making sure that they were doing what they needed to do.
So Dolores, hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. So is he doing well today? And are you all still close to the Blessed Mother?
We're very close family. We've never given up. We have our ups and downs, and as my children, of course, are well into their 50s. They're all getting closer to the faith. They got away from it, but they're all coming back. We pray hard for them, and I have a daughter that's quite ill. Her name is Megan. I'd like you to put her in your prayer book.
Absolutely.
And through her prayers, and she prays a lot, and she does the rosary as I do here, and we pray a lot because we know the demons are out there, and they're trying to destroy, take down this family. I am 84. My husband's 91. The children, like I said, are in their 50s. And then we got a blessing. We have a daughter that's 40 years old, and she just fell out of heaven. We don't know where she came from. She landed in our home as a newborn baby, and we raised her.
Wow.
So we're very...
Yeah, I have to tell you, Dolores, you do not sound 84 years old. You sound incredible. What a youthful voice. Beautiful. Dolores, I am so glad you were a first-time caller today. I hope you call us again. Keep us posted on your beautiful family and, staying close to the Blessed Mother. You can't go wrong with that. That is absolutely perfect because she takes us to her son. And so, Dolores, I think your story is a miracle, and it's still unfolding with your incredible family. Wow. Incredible. And she and Our Lady showed up in blue to stop what potentially could have been a disastrous situation. Amazing. It is a miracle, I believe. And talking about miracles and praying the rosary during this month of October. Thank you again, Dolores. The rosary, EWTN Radio brings you the Holy Rosary twice each day for over 30 years. Tune in every morning at 5:30 a.m. Eastern for Mother Angelica and every evening at 9:30 5:30 p.m. Eastern for Father Benedict Rochelle. It's only on EWTN Radio. Please, folks, pick up the rosary. Adam Bly says it all the time. It's the best deliverance prayer. Please pray it today. Pray just a decade today. That's all you got to do. You know, I was saying earlier, I heard it said many times this month so far that a decade a day keeps the devil away. Okay, think about that. And everybody's got rosaries within reach. You know you do if you're a Catholic. Grab your rosary. Hold on to it. If you just can't pray the rosary because somehow you don't feel like doing it right now, just hold on to the rosary. You're holding on to Our Lady's hand. Okay, Leanne is up next in Fort Worth, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Leanne. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes, I do. Christopher is my son, and at 3 years of age, he was at my sister's house being babysit, and his cousin, who is Zach, him and Zach got on this motorcycle that they had. It was up on the handlebar, the good hard stand, and Nan came out, and there they were in their pajamas, and she said, "You boys get off of that motorcycle." And so Zach jumped off, but when he did, he turned the wheel, and when Christopher got off, the motorcycle fell over, and the handlebars went through his skull.
Ooh.
And he, you know, now this is his story to me later as a healed 3-year-old, that he was up in the trees with Jesus.
Oh.
And I said, you know, you were, my sister didn't even know this. And I said, well, what was he saying? And he said, just stay right here with me. Everything's okay. And he just felt peaceful and calm up there with Jesus. And then Jesus told him to go back to his body then as they were putting it in the ambulance.
Wow.
And he then, you know, got to the hospital, and we got there, my husband and I, and he was taken in ambulance to Amarillo, to a bigger hospital. Neurosurgeon saw us, said he probably won't live. If he lives, he'll be a vegetable. They're just real matter of fact, and, you know, there's no icing on the cake there. And so when we went to met him when he got out of recovery in his room and just held him, and he was in ICU, Christopher was being held by his daddy, and he woke up and he says, "I want mama and a chocolate donut." I read later that they crave sugary things because that's what the brain heals up with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has to have lots of sugar to work. So anyway, so head injury patients are real irritable. And so it was just especially a hard day for me. And my sister and I were praying over the phone and praying the rosary. And she was telling me to just lay down with him because they had the big baby bed where I could lay in there with him. And and we fell asleep. And while sleeping, I had this dream that big, golden, beautiful hands were laying on his head. Mm-hmm. And I was praying and asking Jesus to please heal him and help him. And Christopher was paralyzed on his left side. And so in my dream, I dreamed that he woke up and held his both hands on my cheek and said, "Good morning, Mama."
Mm.
And it was just this most glorious dream. And so when I woke up, both of his hands were on my face, and he said, "Good morning, Mama." From that time on, he was just rapidly improving and getting better and better and better, and got out of the hospital. That was March 19th was the injury, and we were home and Easter egg hunting on Easter.
A miracle.
And so we need another one with my son. He now is 50 years old and has prostate cancer that has advanced. And so we are praying for miracles. And I'm writing a book about him. I've been writing a book for years and can't seem to get it going until recently. And again, it feels like I'm really getting better at writing it and getting going on it.
Yeah. Well, we've got your other son in the book. Absolutely. It's a miracle you shared. Thank you so much. You hear the music. I'd love to talk to you more about this. Leanne, you can always call back. We have Unscripted at the end of the month. And as a matter of fact, we've got All About Relationships tomorrow. So if you want to call back, that was what a story. Your 3-year-old being so close to Jesus during that time. Amazing. Bonnie in Cleveland, Ohio. Joanne in Mohawk Valley, New York, and the others. I'm so sorry I'm not going to get to you today, but it's all about relationships. So if it's a miracle and you have a relationship with our Lord or our Lady, call in tomorrow or call in during Unscripted. Thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Ace. Thank you to the affiliates that carry the show live. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.